This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A second vessel loaded with aid for Gaza is getting ready to leave a port in Cyprus, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Cyprus's foreign minister says the ship will leave once another vessel, now at sea, reaches Gaza in coming days and offloads some 200 tons of food. This shipment will be far bigger.
Almost 400 tons, 400 pallets.
At a warehouse in Cyprus, the World Food Kitchen's Juan Camillo Jimenez watched crews pack the pallets. Attach labels reading humanitarian aid in both English and Arabic, and load them onto trucks before the eventual sea crossing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Air Force released video it said showed an airdrop over Gaza on Wednesday from two planes. More humanitarian aid was being airdropped by multiple countries into Gaza during the first couple of days of Ramadan, when Muslims around the world fast during the day. The Israeli offensive in Gaza has displaced most of Gaza's 2.3 million people and led to critical shortages of food, water, and medicine. The United Nations estimates about a quarter of the population risks starvation, and the trickle of aid is barely scratching the surface of daily needs. EU member states on Wednesday agreed to add 5 billion euros, or $5.5 billion, to a central fund to pay for weapons sent to Ukraine. The move provides a welcome boost for Kyiv as support from the U.S., its other major backer, wavers, and its outgunned forces struggle to hold back Russia. Belgium, which holds the EU's rotating presidency, said ambassadors from the bloc's 27 nations had agreed in principle on the